Welcome back to the second half of The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. Earlier this week, we spoke with city council members about the shortfall in the San Antonio city budget, about a $50 million shortfall. They talked about tough choices that were being made, and District 7 Councilman Chris Medina explained that he was not a supporter of cuts to the library and other essential city services, but he didn't offer up any alternatives. According to the San Antonio Public Library Foundation, the draft budget presented by the City Council last Thursday eliminates funding for the bookmobile that serves the county, reduces the amount of hours at branches, restructures the genealogy department, along with a host of other cuts. Joining us in the studio to talk about what could cut at the San Antonio Public Library is Tracy Bennett from the San Antonio Public Library Foundation and Gene Brady, the chair of the library's board of directors. Welcome to The Source.
Thank you.
We also want to hear from our listeners. Give a call at 614-8980, 614-8980. You could also email your questions and comments to thesource at tpr.org. So let me ask you, Tracy Bennett from the Library Foundation, what is it you see happening with the cuts to the library? What would have to go to the wayside?
Well, hopefully nothing. We're asking our board members and supporters of the library system to contact their council members and the city leaders. And libraries are essential. They're not luxuries. They're necessary. They change lives. And just for example, the bookmobile. The bookmobile is so important because it's reaches people who can't go to the get transportation to the library or homebound. So it's just tragic to reduce not only the bookmobile but the elimination of hours. And the libraries are just so part of the fabric of everybody's life. They touch lives. They change lives. So any cut is just not acceptable, in my opinion.
So, Gene Brady, you're the chair of the Library Board of Directors. Do y'all have a dialogue with the city manager's office about how this would work?
Well, what happens, David, is that we're just like a city department, and so we have to project what cuts we would make. So we had a long list, and they do a little exercise in the spring that says, you need to cut 10% of your budget. Well, our budget, that would be $3.4 million. So we make a list with priorities at first, and then they pick what they want to take. And so for us, that is $1.3 million this year. And we are already very our efficiencies have been reduced about as much as they can be reduced.
City Manager Scully has done this process again and again every year, saying, you know, tighten up, find more efficiencies to establish, get rid of waste. And, you know, have we hit the point now where we're any more efficient and you don't have a whole lot there?
We don't have anything left to be efficient at, to be honest. And that's why these things come up.
All right, we're going to go to the phones. The number is 614-8980. Gary is on the line. Let's get Gary, you're on the air.
Yes, my name's Gary. I'm very concerned that the Texana collection and the local history collection not be disturbed. You know, the library has a responsibility to maintain information services for regular citizens, but also to keep a strong collection of local history, local documents, because if it fails to do that, those will be lost forever. And I'm a librarian here at in the university here in town also, and that's such a critical part of our mission because libraries are a unique position to maintain local history. And it's particularly true for preservation, for architecture, for urban planning. We really need those things.
All right, Gary, thank you for that call. So let me ask you, Gene, is the Texana collection one of these things that may have to be cut?
Well, yes. We are thinking that it will have to be restructured. We hope to find funding for it, but at this point, right now, it will be restructured. I know that we get a lot of calls from, like, the Institute of Texan Cultures, from UTSA. A lot of people refer to the Texana. It's very important, just like Gary said.
So when you say you get to find funding for it, you mean, like, funding from outside the city?
Well, that's what we would try to find funding somewhere.
And that's where the foundation would assist in that endeavor to keep Texana going so that we feel like Gary does. It's very important, and it's a great resource for other universities and the citizens of San Antonio.
Another caller on the line. Kevin wants to join us. Kevin, you're on the air.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Go ahead, sir.
I had a question for the guests. Over the past, probably sometime within the last 12 months, my wife and I have both discovered a great feature of the library is the ability to download books from the library on a borrow basis and be able to read titles we may not be able to find otherwise. My question is, how does that impact the budget? Is that an additional expense, or is it pretty much a wash with not having to house a physical copy and maintain a physical copy? Is there a savings associated with it?
All right, Kevin, thanks for that question. Jean, can you answer that?
Well, we do have to pay for the e-books, so that's on a contract basis as well. I mean, so we have to pay for them, and that comes out of our materials budget.
So is that like a flat rate that you might pay, or how does that work?
I think so. I can't answer that one too well, actually.
All right. Well, you know, according to the city, you know, we haven't had a tax increase for quite some time, since 1992. And in that time, actually, the tax rate has gone down quite a bit. So I mean, they've managed to cut taxes over the years. Is it time to figure out maybe some cities have a library district where the funding for the library is not dependent upon the city, you know, and you have a library board that's elected, like you have other taxing entities, or you know,
well, we tried to do that several years back, and we didn't make a lot of progress on it, but we did a lot of
there was some
investigation.
Talk about it.
Yes, right. The other thing I would say to you is I was at out at Park Hills Baptist Church last night at the budget hearing for that area, and raising taxes 1 cent did come up out there, and I don't think I heard any boos, I'm sure. But and that would be we had the budget director come over and talk to us at our table about it, and 1 cent would be about $12.76 per year on the average cost of a house, which would be $128,000.
So they are having tax these hearings, budget hearings around town, like the one you just mentioned.
Yes.
So are you asking people to go and be vocal and say, don't touch our libraries?
We are doing that. We want as many people out as we can get. There's still, I think it's three left, one tonight, one tomorrow night, and one on Tuesday night of next week. Sorry.
Okay. All right. So where's tonight's event?
Tonight is at St. Paul's Community Center, 1201 Donaldson.
Right. That's the District 7 meeting. Okay. We're going to continue our conversation. We're talking about the budget cuts and the San Antonio and how that could impact the local library system. We want to hear from our callers. 614-8980, 614-8980. This is The Source on KSTX.
Whenever we have to look towards the library department and we're scrubbing another $1.5 million from their department, you know, those are key elements in our community that we need to ensure that are there for many years to come. And if we keep cutting those departments and those services that we have, that brings concern to me. In addition, we're going to see a 5% cut across the board for delegate agencies that do a lot of social services in the community. So I just don't know how much more that we can continue to cut and scrub without looking at the priorities. And there's no doubt we have some tough decisions to make in the coming weeks.
That's District 7 City Councilman Chris Medina. He was on the air on The Source just a couple of days ago talking about the budget shortfall. And one of the items that is on the chopping block are some services at the San Antonio Public Library. With me in the studio to talk about that, Tracy Bennett from the San Antonio Public Library Foundation, Gene Brady, the chair of the library board. And we also want to hear from our callers. The number is 614-8980, 614-8980. Is a library important to you? Are you willing to tell city council members that that is not a place where they can cut? They need to find the shore up that $50 million shortfall some other way. So how big of our cutback are we talking about at these branch libraries if these cuts go through?
It will be 8 hours, which is essentially one day a week for the branches, 24 branches. And that doesn't include the Molly Pruitt at Roosevelt, which is under contract with Northeast. So
like it would be a shorter day each day?
Well, the way it's projected right now is that they would alternate Friday and Sunday by area. So the closest library, one would be closed on Friday, the other one would be closed on Sunday, so people could still get to a library.
But that would be confusing to the public. Oh, you show up and you say the library is closed, and you say, well, right. it's the other one. Well, you know, you may not have wheels to go get there.
And the other thing I would say to you, David, is the library is not just a library anymore. It's a community center. And we're the cooling centers right now. We're voting sites. We're after-school locations for teens and children. And, you know, the libraries do a lot for San Antonio.
I know that that when people need to sign up for the Affordable Care Act, if they don't have access to a home computer, that there's activity at the library is supposed to help those folks.
Right. You know, we have a job center. You know, you can't even do
it. It seems like whenever the city wants to do something, they say go to the library.
Right. My favorite thing is the homework hotline. It's just wonderful. You get online and there's a teacher on the other end that helps you with algebra.
Is that something that would be cut or lost or cut back? Or?
Probably not. It would be the hours because it's online.
Okay. But. All right, we're going to go back to the phones. The number is 614-8980. David is on the line. David, you're on the air.
Yes, hello. How are you doing today?
Doing great.
Well, first I'd like to say that I'm a big proponent of the libraries, and I have a library card, and I have two children. But when you say that the city of San Antonio has not raised taxes over a number of years, that's a bit disingenuous. The tax rate may not have changed, but when it's based on property values and the property values go up, then the amount that each citizen pays has raised, has gone up, and the amount of money that the city takes in has gone up dramatically. If you look at what the city took in 10 years ago and compare it to what the city takes in today, and you look at the amount that is paid towards the libraries are getting shortchanged. And this is not we're getting less money and things are costing less. This is a movement of priority. And for some reason, the people that run the city believe that the libraries are not a priority.
All right, David, I take your point, and thank you for calling in and making that. So 66% of the city budget goes to fire and the police department, public services. Everyone else has to scramble over the remaining funds. You know, when you talk about priorities, it's really hard to figure, well, you got to, you know, take from Peter to pay Paul. And so it's tough.
Correct. And it's a quality of life issue. You know, it's... libraries create a better community. It's the first education that your child gets when they walk through a library door. Free books.
Sure. Okay, let's go back to the phones. Joe is on the line. Joe, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hey there.
I am a former teacher, and I'm a public school librarian. And I just want to say that I've used the public library many times to get books for my students in the past when my school did not have the books because of funding or other reasons. And I also want to say it's also an equity issue that a lot of people that use the libraries may not have as much money as those who can just pay for books on Amazon at any time they want. So we also have to look at the equity of it. Who are the people who are going to be cut, you know, or hurt the most? So probably the people who have the least amount of voice in the community. So that's another issue. And one other thing I want to say is just to reiterate Walter Cronkite's famous quote, who said, if we're worried about the cost of libraries, what will the cost of ignorance be?
All right, Joe, thank you so much. Those are good comments that you bring up. So Joe brings up that this is an investment in San Antonio. We hear so much about, you know, that this is we need to make San Antonio a smarter city, a more literary city. Is cuts to the library, is that going to help us get there? I don't think so. But we still need solutions. We got to have actionable information here. What do we need to do to make this happen?
Well, my suggestion is that they call or email or go in person to one of the budget meetings, call your council person, email your council person, call your mayor, email your mayor, and we can maybe get our funds back to the library. Just to tell you an interesting story, I've been to two of the budget meetings now, and at both of them, the Girl Scouts are there. And Ms. Perez, who is the leader of the Girl Scouts, has been bringing those girls for a little lesson in democracy. And nobody talks to them and tells them what to choose because we're all sitting at different tables. The Girl Scouts have put libraries on their priority list every single time. So I don't think anything says it better than the Girl Scouts.
Well, and at the community hearings, the library came in second on the priority list. So the citizens of San Antonio are concerned about their libraries and being open and being able to provide items that they need. So when you're a second, I think that's the first time, Jean, right, that it's been second on the priority?
Right. We tied for second with, I think it was Human Services. That was in the first round of the budget priority meetings.
All right, back to the phones. Shama is on the line. I hope I got your name right. And, you're on the air.
Yes. Thank you very much, and it's a pleasure to speak on the source. I have a comment regarding specifically the teen programs that are held at the libraries. And specifically, I have two teenagers that attend the Lambda Library program, and they've been going to the library since they were younger, you know, very young, taking advantage of the story times that are available, and the staff there play a critical role in them, you know, in fostering their love for books as well as general education. But as we all know, you know, the teenage years sometimes become a little bit more of a challenge, and I think the teen program is one of the items that is going to be cut on the September 12th election if the council votes negatively. And my comments were the specific items that my children have benefited from, as well as the number of teens that have been attending and growing at Lambda, are one, they've set up tutoring programs every Sunday open to the public for younger students. Number two, they were constantly working on websites and resources, so developing their computer skills, their ability for technical assistance, researching different topics. Number three, the Mayor's Fitness Council, my daughter was an ambassador there, and she was able, through the teen liaison, to set up yoga classes at the local library so that teens who are, you know, would feel comfortable attending fitness classes there with other kids their age versus being in another class. All those items are going to be able to, are not going to exist if the program is cut. And most importantly, I think it was an opportunity, and I think it is an opportunity for our children to give back to the community. As the lady mentioned previously, it's more than just a place to go check out books. It's a place where they can express ideas and people can go to commune. And with all the technology of today, I think the library's function needs to evolve and change as well. And cutting our...
All right, Shama, appreciate your comments. Great ideas, great comments. I want to get another caller on the line quickly as we're running out of time. Joan, welcome to The Source.
Hi, David. Hi, my good friends, Tracy and Jean Brady. This is Joan Cheaper. And I just wanted to make a comment that libraries are places where dreams come true. When my grandparents came here from Boston back in the late 30s, early 40s, they saw a need in San Antonio for a community bank, one which was not downtown. They didn't know really anything about banking, but they knew that they felt like this area needed a bank. And they went to the public library. And guess what? Almost 75 years later, Broadway National Bank is thriving. There's more than 600 employees, a lot of branches, and it's not just the big companies, but it's the small companies and the small mom and pops and anyone who has a dream. That's what libraries are for, to make dreams come true. So I really, really think we need to support our library system because it is top-notch and run by wonderful people.
All right, Joan.
So that's just what I wanted to say.
Well, thanks, Joan.
Thanks for calling
in. Thanks, Joan.
Appreciate that. You know, great cities have great libraries. It's not a coincidence. You know, it's a resource. Joan talked about her parents, grandparents using the library to start up that great business. You can still do that at the library. They have, you know, resources for people to start businesses, marketing information, information about building resumes, how to start a business. So it's not just about checking out books. There's so many services that happen at the library, and if we cut at these branches, that means that's going to be less accessible. mean, so I guess you want people to go out to these hearings?
Yes, please go to the budget hearings. Please call your councilman.
All right. I want to thank you guys. Tracy Bennett from the San Antonio Public Library Foundation, Gene Brady, chair of the library board. Thanks for being on The Source today. And thanks for tuning us in. I'm David Martin Davies.
Thanks for having us, David.
Right. Thanks.